Well, it should be posted for a closed session. That's the way it's always done, is if it's a closed session, it's notified that we might possibly go into closed session, whether we do or not. I don't want to argue the point. I just know specifically that I've asked more than once about why we didn't, and when the appointment was being made, I wanted to have some discussion because we had citizens asking questions. And when the item came on the agenda, I was told this is a mayoral appointment. You can vote it up or down, and that's all you get to do. Specifically, that's what I was told. So that's fine. We are where we are today. Now we just need to clarify if the administrative policy is still valid, and it sounds like the city attorney said that he didn't see anything where it wouldn't. So we're valid, and they apply to the ones in 55-1. That's my understanding.
All right. I'm going to make a quick comment. Be careful what you ask for. Because I believe there was a policy in 1999 where no one, elected official, other than the mayor, could assign a task to anyone, any department head, unless it came through the mayor first. And no one was allowed to speak to any staff member. So be careful what you ask for.
That was board and commissions, because I remember it.
Be careful what you ask for. Alderman Taylor.
I don't know what assigning a task. I don't think I've ever assigned a task in my 10 years of doing this up here, 9.5. I don't think I actually assigned a task. I don't know what that... Have I assigned?
Don't start now.
Okay, I'm not going to start now.
I was drinking water at the time. Don't do that.
All right, so here's the way I look at it. We have the engineering position 4 years ago. It was voted on by this body. Whether or not we could have gone closed session or not, or if there's a difference of opinion on what took place, the reality is the council voted on it. When it came to... economic development, it's not in here, okay? Mm-hmm. So there's that. We're going to have inspection before us today. That's a leadership position. I think it's important this body should. I think that the new economic development director should also be voted on by this body. I'd like to see that added to this. And what should be removed is the community development director, because if you would look at this, you'd say, well, you know, because the role of was Doug Wheaton. Doug Wheaton was, I mean, this may have been his title, but he was our economic development guy. I mean, he was out there recruiting. He was doing some of the similar functions yes, he was. Some of the, maybe not at the same level quality-wise, but he was at lots of different community events. He was at
Chamber.
So he was doing those types of things. So you could maybe see this and say, well, that person's going to come to us. But the reality is the title has changed. So I think this should be removed, and that one should be added. Now, that being said, we're obviously down the path of where we're hiring someone. So I would expect that the mayor puts it on an agenda, even if we have a special meeting, and you explain to us why you're choosing this person. If we're not going to vote on this person, I want to know why you're choosing them. I want to maybe hear from people that were a part of the panel. I want to hear what other options were there. I think that is only fair. That's what I would have done if I would have been here to vote on engineering. Mm-hmm. I would have said, wait a second, we got people outside of the state and we have people inside the state. That could be a concern. I want to have a conversation about this. That's what I would have done if I was here, but I wasn't. So that's the past. On this individual, whoever this individual is going to be for economic development, I want to know who they're up against. I want to know something about them. I don't want to be told I've hired this person and then be shown around, here, this is my new economic development director. That won't sit well with me, because to me this is a position of leadership. He's going to be the face of this community, like Aaron was with the development community. So, is there a way that we get this added for the future, but how that you can at least brief us in a formal setting that doesn't cause any issue where, I mean, like, fine, you're going to pick the person. It sounds like it was unanimous. It sounds like, you know, those type, that's great. I don't know anything about it, but I'd like to know who this person's going to be. So I don't have to sit there and say, you know, I don't like that person, because trust me, there's people that I don't like. You know that. And guess what I'll do in this next budget then? I'll figure out a way to eliminate that position. So I think because just like I'm not even going to say who, that wanted to do a business park in this community that I said I'll never support them doing another business park in this community again. I won't name names.
I think we're getting off subject.
Right.
All right, so let me respond. Want me to respond to
that? Please.
I have no interest in not informing you folks at all. no interest whatsoever. It's important that you know what's going on. But you got to put that against the sensitivity of the hiring process and the recruitment process and what we're up against there. So, I don't have an issue discussing with any of all of you. I don't have a problem with that.
So,
but it is my appointment. And you can vote it up or down, but
does it actually come to us to vote up and down?
No.
So then you just said it's your appointment, but we can vote up or down. Well, how can we vote up or down if it doesn't come out?
You can't. I'm the economic development director.
We can't.
And the reason, I believe the difference is between that and the community development authority is there's no supervisory responsibility. So that's...
Well, my concern is, like I said, I don't know who this individual is, and I've spent the last 6 years on the county level. There's people that I just don't like, and I would hate for that type of individual that I don't like going to be sitting across from me for the next 2 years. That won't be pretty.
Well,
so that I'm saying is, you never asked my opinion, which is fine, and I've dealt with it, been chair of rec for, 3 years. You never asked my, hey, what do you think of, I don't know, do I know the person? So I'm saying is there a way that you can brief us as a body, because I don't know if you can legally talk to each one of us one-on-one behind closed doors on this. I would say that's probably some sort of walking quorum maybe, I don't know, but... Is there a way you can brief this body as a whole in closed session before you?
Figure that out.
All right. And then I would say that position should be added so the next time around to the next mayor, hopefully this person's here for 15 years and not just a couple, three, and then we don't have this problem. I don't think we can go back and start the process over and that, so I'd be okay with adding it for the next time around.
Yeah, I think it's important that the public recognizes that we don't hire people based on who we like. We hire people based on who's the most qualified for the job, given the applicants.
So let me just change this. So maybe there's a reason I don't like them. Maybe it's that they're not they have a.
Up to you, though.
Well, okay, but if I have interactions with people and they do things in a slimy way, they tell you one thing and do another. I don't want them representing this city.
That's
their performance in the job. Is why I wouldn't like them. It's not a personality contest, but if I think they're, unethical, and I know that, especially in this type of position, my thing is, if you don't want to figure a way to inform us all as a body, and you want to pull the trigger, and I find out who this is, and I don't like them, you can trust me that it won't be pretty up here, and I will find a way to eliminate that position in the next budget. Only because, why would I want that person to work? I know enough of these people.
Okay. Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, I think it would be appropriate that I think most of the council would like that, and we could make a motion that the mayor put a closed session item on the agenda prior to the final confirmation of the economic development position, and that
that's not going to happen.
Well, then I don't know what he means by being able to. You can say it's not going to happen, but if the body puts into motion to insert that in here and we all say yes, then it has to happen. So we could do that as well, or you can just put it on and update us. And then that's what Alderman Taylor was just asking very nicely for you to do.
What Alderman Taylor was asking is different than what you're saying. And frankly, what you're saying is the reason why people aren't hired by committee.
I don't think what I'm asking for is different. What I'm saying is that we just confirm that you would do that. And you said you would
I'm happy to discuss this new hire. New hire. Offer's been made and accepted.
Well, it doesn't mean that the body, we still can't do this, because we set the policy.
Kristen,
if we want to, we can.
Alderwoman, you're not hearing what I'm saying. I'm happy to do this with you.
Mm-hmm.
But make no mistake about it. Whatever you do today is not going to impact the fact that an offer has been made and accepted.
I understand that.
Okay.
And
I
didn't say
so
what.
So we're done.
And
I'll
I'm not,
take care of it.
And I'm not out to stop any position. I just want, the body here has policy setting ability, and if we do that, that we could do that. But I'm not suggesting that. I'm suggesting that you allow a closed session so you can update us.
I mean, I guess, Your Honor, I was asking for is I want to know, there's other people that applied. My understanding, there was three finalists, that there was one interview with this individual, and then it didn't need to go really any further. Is that correct?
I don't know who you're hearing that from.
Was that what?
There were five finalists.
Five finalists, but then you're down to three, right, or no?
No, there were five finalists.
Five finalists. Well, what the hell do we do? Well, here's the thing. I hope to God that this person is going to be very well received, because this is starting to get off on a very rocky start with, like, I'm picking this person, it's my person, and that doesn't sit well with me. And if it's a rocky start, they're going to be in a shitty position, trust me. And I wouldn't want to come here knowing that maybe if you piss off enough of us, that we'll figure out a way to remove you. I don't know if I'd want to come on board with that type of mentality. Well, we're going to close session on that, trust me.
I don't know what you're getting excited about, because I said I'll do what you want me to
do. No, I said I want to have it be briefed in closed session.
Not I'm happy to do it.
Well, you said that you weren't going
to
do that.
She wants to vote on it.
Well, no, we can't vote on it.
Amen. Well, so you and I are on the same page. So can we move on to item two? Three?
Well, I guess
I'll take care of it.
Are you also going to take care of, without a vote from the council, that we are going to insert the position into the 55-1? Because there's been no motion to do that.
I have no control over that.
Okay. I'll make the motion to insert into 55-1 the economic development position that would be effective the following year.
Mr. City Attorney.
Yeah. Not this year, but the following year.
Do we have to notice this kind of stuff?
Perhaps the motion should be to direct staff to prepare a draft amendment.
I'll make
to the
that.
Municipal code.
That's fine.
And that's for the future. We can't. Mm-hmm. The offers. My understanding. Offers.
Is there a second.
It's fine. Yeah.
It's fine. I don't care.
Well, you do care because you're arguing about it.
All those in favor of the motion, signify by
aye.
Saying
aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G3. Appointment of Wayne Scott Satula, Building Inspector. This is my appointment. Reports to City and Director of Administration, Mr. Roberta.
We went through an extensive process trying to identify candidates for both our building inspector and first assistant building inspector. I believe we were very fortunate to be able to have Scott Satula apply. He was by far our number one selection. The only conflict that we saw was the potential that he could not have an immediate start date as a full-time employee, and we do have immediate need. But by filling the first assistant position and by Scott being able to work out such that he could begin part-time between now and when he can become full-time in early July. It becomes, I believe, a workable situation, especially to get his advantage of experience working with builders and businesses and homeowners, both as a highly certified inspector, but also on the development side, because in his current role in Greendale, he serves in that development director position as well. So having both sides of that experience leading the building inspection department, I think will be a benefit that helps make us more business friendly in the long term and be able to continue to move that direction and look for advantages to be become more responsive, more efficient, and more business friendly. Because of some of those aspects of the employment, such as an initial term as part-time, it does create some unique circumstances, so we did set that out in an employment agreement, which is included in the packet and requested for your approval in conjunction with confirmation of the appointment.
Yeah, I'd like to go into closed session.
Okay.
Second.
You guys know how this works. Is there a motion to enter closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Statute 19.85 sub 1 sub C to consider employment, promotion, compensation, or performance evaluation data of a public employee over which the county council has jurisdiction or exercises responsibility, and re-enter open session at the same place thereafter to act on such matters discussed therein as it deems appropriate?
That's my motion.
My second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman DeAndrea.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
We are in closed session.
Maybe.
Was Scott leave?
No, he's there.
Oh, Scott. Come on up here. I didn't see you walk.
Did you get his car started?
What, did you leave? Come on and sit down. All right, it is 8:26. We're back in open session. Mr. Liberta, please introduce us.
7:26.
I'd like to introduce you to Scott Satula. I recommend, and the mayor recommends, that you approve his confirmation to building inspector and related employment agreement.
Motion to approve.
Well, I had a motion to deny, but I'm not sure.
No, I was going to make the motion.
Alderman Wilhelm.
First of all, I'd like to say welcome. I'm really pleased to have you. I love your information and your background, and I think it's a really good step for us. So with that, I'll make the motion to confirm the appointment of Mr. Wayne Scott Satula.
Correct. It's Polish last name.
Right. As a building inspector, effective May 2nd, 2018, and to authorize the mayor to execute employment agreement with terms and conditions substantially as to form as the employment agreement between Wayne Scott Satula and the City of Franklin attached, subject to the technical corrections as may be recommended by a consulting labor attorney at the discretion of the director administration.
I'll second.
Questions on that? Madam Clerk, a roll call, please.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman DeAndrea.
Aye.
Motion carries, 4 ayes, no noes, 2 absent. Is there a motion to suspend the rules to allow Representative Skowronski to speak?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed?
Oh, I got that clear. So I'm here to support Scott. I've known Scott for over 25 years, being in the building trades, and now in
next time, thank get here you on time. Is there a motion to receive?
So moved.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Scott, welcome aboard.
When? Thank you very much.
Thursdays, right?
Thursdays, part time, correct.
Excellent. Good. Welcome. I look forward to working with you closely. I'm sure all of the aldermen do. I know they all do. Mm-hmm. We were talking about you, but it was all good.
Thank you.
So thank you, Scott. You want to give us the nickel?
I just want to thank the Mayor Olson and the Common Council and Mark Liberta for offering me this position. It's a great opportunity for me. I'm excited to come to work for the city. I've worked my whole career to try to get to a larger city with a lot of development going on. I've got a skill set that I really want to utilize here. And Greendale is a beautiful community, but there's just not enough going on to keep me interested. So I'm looking forward to the challenge here. And I've got some ideas that I think you'll like. And I'm all about customer service and efficiencies. So those are things that I plan to work on with the department. So I thank you very much for the opportunity.
Great.
Thank you.
You should know that you come highly recommended by your former bosses. So smile about that. That's good. Thank you, Scott.
Okay.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Item 4.
I mean, if Ken would have gave his speech prior, I would have definitely voted no. I mean, that's just.
Mark, I didn't sign that, by the way. Thank you, Scott. Welcome aboard.
See you, Ken.
Item G4 is a request for Newman Development for 2 model home permits.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G5 on page 41, a resolution to accept a water main easement for South 76th Street. This is...
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Rock and roll.
G6 on page 53, an ordinance through current and... to codify through current in its entirety and amend section 15.
So moved.
Second.
This is to codify all of the changes for ballpark comments.
We talked about this 2 weeks ago, didn't we? We were talking.
Yes.
This is coming.
This is for the apartments.
Right.
This is to amend PDD number, what is it?
37.
I'm going to come back to this. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Joel, can you describe to us, please, what you mean by codify as it relates to this particular item for the record? So speaking in a microphone. And those listening on tape, the council knows what it means. I'm just doing this for public information.
Yes, the practice has been in the past, each one of these amendments of a PDD is a separate document. So when you have to do the research to find out if something new is allowed or permitted, you have to look through a lot of those documents. Sometimes you have to look through all of them. So what the intent is we know in this particular case they're coming in piece by piece for the buildings and the changes to the zoning district. So instead of having potentially 10 or 20 separate PDD amendments, we're going to codify them all at the time that you guys approve it. So there's one living document that will keep track of all these adopted changes. We'll still have a separate document, so in case somebody needs to know back in May 1st of 2018 what was that change, we'll have a separate document for that. But on the city's website, there will be one PDD document updated with all the adopted changes.
Thank you. G7 on page 193 is a resolution conditionally approving a three-lot and one-lot certified survey map for Ballpark Commons.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying
aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G8 on 233 is a resolution approving a four-lot certified survey map, being that vacated portion of Crystal Ridge and lands in the southwest one quarter, also we know as Ballpark Commons.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G9 on 251, a resolution approving a four-lot certified survey map, also for Ballpark Commons. This is...
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. This is the apartments. That particular CSM was the apartments. G10 is on 273 is a resolution conditionally approving a final plat for Evergreen Park Estates subdivision.
Mayor.
Alderman Wilhelm.
We have a resolution that I just had two amendments, and then I'm ready to make the motion for that. In front of you is the two amendments. Item 23 is with any development of the unplatted lands north of lots 1, 2, and 3, the paved trail shall be installed connecting the future extension of West Market Avenue to the property line of Pleasant View Neighborhood Park. The trail shall be developed as part of an initial phase of the development and completed prior to occupancy permit being issued for any buildings. This is because there was a change from final plat to the preliminary plat, preliminary to final, that removed the lot that would allow that. So that's a future condition. On number 24, that was added, this is the exact carryover about no other plans or approvals or anything we saw before us is just a clarification. We've carried this over from two different preliminary plats. So with that, I'll make the resolution or the motion to adopt the resolution. Conditionally approving the final plat for Evergreen Estates.
Is there a second?
Second.
Ms. Watson?
You want
to... Joel, your opinion? Do you have an opinion?
No objection to those changes.
This is under discussion and a motion to approve.
You need a suspension of rules?
I did that.
That was done already.
Yeah, I did that when she asked for
permission. Oh, okay. I thought we... All right.
I guess I'm just looking for clarity on what you're changing from what we had on the trail. Could you just clarify that, please?
Well, that's just a condition that when
Mark.
There's a... It just says with any development of the unplatted lands north of those lots, that the trail would be installed connecting the north and south. So you're two... your phase. Now, if you sell the property, I don't know what that means, but it was clear from day one that the councils wanted some kind of a connection, and I ordinance says when you're near a school, you should have some kind of a connection. So that is the reason for that. And the other one is just the boilerplate one that you agreed to many times.
Yeah, I have no discussion on that one. I think the trail one, are you asking us to commit to that in this phase when that is unplatted? I just want to make sure I'm understanding what you're requesting.
No, it says with any development of the unplatted lands.
Let me help.
So when
you come in with your next phase, because you want to phase this.
Correct.
You weren't phasing it before, and now you're asking to phase it, and then you remove the lot where the trail would go across, so we're saying, okay, when you go in to do that portion of it, that this would apply at that time.
Okay, so we are committing to a trail at that point, because I know you and I have had discussions on that trail, and we had kind of went back and forth on are we going to really want one or are we not, because they're two separate entities.
Well, I think it's more of that the city wants it, the park commission has recommended it, the ordinance says you should have connections by the school, and it makes sense for sound planning because there's no road going through there. I think
there's a couple other connections in that area. My only concern is how that's going to be implemented, obviously, in talking with our legal counsel. There's question on...
you can figure that out on the next phase.
Yeah, so I mean...
Let me try to help on this. Mr. Deedle, can any development happen on the unplatted lands until they bring something back?
No, nothing can happen on those lands until they bring back the CSM or a subdivision.
So this clause merely says that in the future platting, that a trail will be part of that plat.
Is future notice to everybody what the council's intent is?
But it doesn't.
That has to be finalized and formalized and approved when they come in for a CSM or a subdivision.
It's a future requirement.
Okay, so up for future discussion, not locking us into
today. Well, you've got to put a trail in. Where it goes,
how it goes in.
All up.
I think that's just the only concern is how that goes in and whatnot. I mean, we're not opposed to connection sites. I just think it's how it's going to go in.
And that's all up for your future plan.
Okay, and I'm okay with that. I just want to make sure.
All those in favor of the motion?
Well, I was
going to thank you for clarity on that. I just wanted to make sure I understood.
Commissioner. Whatever you are, Taylor.
Commissioner Gordon.
Whoa, hey. Well, because I think, I mean, this is like, this shouldn't be that difficult. I mean, I was waiting for the mayor to do one of his old, let's just get this done. It's not that difficult, you know, because that's what I'm waiting for. Because the reality is, we want to see a trail.
Yep.
Before you can do anything to the north, so you're getting four, you got four homes, four lots here. That's it, four. How many can do north of it? You're not getting any of those until there is going to be a trail to come in. So when you
I'm not disputing the trail. I just wanted to understand, because obviously there's some stuff to understand about how that's going to go in. So that was
I mean, you can figure out how to do it. I mean, that's not buildable in that area, right? Into the north, is it? Anyway, you have
fact, it's landlocked.
Right. So I mean, that's perfect. You have plenty of room to pick which way it goes, and that.
Yeah, I mean, there's crossings. So I just want to make sure we have that ability to work through that at that point.
But yeah, okay.
We're not getting in your pocket yet.
I like
well,
the
we could,
yeah. I like
but
the
we're
yeah.
not.
Alderman Nelson.
Thank you for clarifying, though. I was just looking for clarity.
I said one thing.
Yes.
Was there anything else on here that needed to be clarified or for this motion, so everything else you're good with?
Yes.
And everything else you're good with, Alderwoman?
Yes.
That's what I like to
hear.
And we
finally stop having changed plats, which wasn't of my...
Okay.
There goes the yes thing again.
Is there a motion to return to normal order?
So.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
On the motion, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.